Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to The Balance, my minions. It's Sunday afternoon. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. You say, wow, it's so cool hearing you on a Sunday afternoon. Well, it is, isn't it? Well, you know, I wish I could say that we're live. Right now we are pre-recorded. We're going to be doing something new beginning today, and every Sunday we're going to be running the guys from Radio Speed Talk and their program, the RadioSpeedTalk.com guys, with Pete LaFuchsia, Cliff Tanner, and Kenny Barr. And I tell you what, all of those guys have been on The Balance on Saturday morning. You've heard them. They've done a great job. And this week, this past week, they were out at Eldora Speedway for Tony Stewart's charity race in the dirt. And I tell you what, you want to talk about something that's really special. And my hat's off to Tony Stewart. He owns the track up there. My hat's off to him for doing this for charity. He does it every year. He gets, you know, a funny story, and I'm sure they'll probably get into this in the show later on, but, you know, on the Balance yesterday, you heard Pete talk about Danica and how slow she was going around the track in the dirt car. I have to admit, yes, even on Sunday afternoon, we're going to be talking about Danica Patrick. I do want to take a few minutes, though, to talk with you a little bit about some of the things that we're doing here on the Balance Radio Network. Obviously, we've teamed up with IndyProSports.com. We're going to be covering all of Indianapolis sports, from the Pacers to the Indians and, of course, the Indianapolis Destroyers. And one important part that you, the fan, can play is really being interactive with us on Twitter, T-Balance, Pro Indy. Also, the websites, www.thebalanceonline.com, www.indyprosports.com. Facebook, you can find us on Facebook, Indy Pro Sports and The Balance. We really want to take the opportunity to get our fans engaged. So, guys, we're going to be working on a really cool contest where you go to Facebook, you hit like, or if you retweet and you get registered for some cool prizes. And I know for a fact we've teamed up with RadioSpeedTalk.com, the guys here, and they're going to be helping us with some really cool prizes. So I'm going to tell you what, the only way that you're going to be able to win these things is to get interactive with us on social media. Keep also in mind, we do our live show every Saturday morning all across the United States right here on the Balance Radio Network from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and we talk sports, we talk racing. The first hour is nothing but racing, and we talk about you know, what's going on in the Indianapolis sports area. But of course, we talk about what's going on in the national sports arena as well. So it's a fantastic opportunity. We're so glad that you guys are part of our new season. And this is the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis, as you know, El Presidente. And we're always welcome to have brand new minions. Also, I just want to, you know, take my hat off to my entire Balance team in IndyProSports.com team, because I tell you what, there's a lot that goes on behind the microphone that perhaps you don't know about. And so I want to take some time to make sure that we give them credit. Our social media director, Michelle Dare, I don't know, she'll tell me the right way to say it. Obviously, Mark Timmons and Sean McGinnis. Those are just a few, a handful of people that really help put our show together and really make it something special. I'm just the guy behind the mic, you know. I tell you what, I couldn't do it without them. So, guys, I want to make sure that you enjoy today's show. Sit back, talk some racing. I want you to keep in mind that it is not live today, but you can certainly interact with RadioSpeedTalk.com. They're going to give you all that information here in just a moment. Remember, www.IndyProSports.com, www.TheBalanceOnline.com, Facebook, just search The Balance, Indy Pro Sports, search them on Facebook, on Twitter, T-Balance, and Pro Indy. You'll be able to find us all over social media, and we're growing in leaps and brots. We're growing in leaps and brots. Well, guys, we're going to get right to the Radio Speed Talk, guys. So, without further ado, guys, give it up for the guys at RadioSpeedTalk.com. This week's episode,
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops.
God bless America, and gentlemen, start your engine!
Wow!
It's time for Speed Talk. With host Cliff Tanner.
You have a beautiful speaking voice.
I'm special and you're not.
And Pete LaFuchsia.
I may be weird, but I'm not stupid. Or am I?
You're not a freak, and I won't let you think that about yourself.
Why can't you deport my gibberish?
From AMA to IRL and NHRA.
Sorry, gentlemen, I am not a fan of that.
Even NASCAR.
Ooh.
I'm ready for NASCAR.
If it has an engine and goes fast, they talk about it.
This is the show for you.
We have done things that some folks don't even know about.
Great in-person interviews and giveaways.
Incredible talent, incredible variety, like never seen on any other show before.
Along with the ride, as always, is Kenny Bard.
He's our Joe Biden.
Ryan Newman looking for his first checkered flag since the 2008 Daytona 500.
Hello, Newman!
Newman. It's Newman at the line.
Danica, we saw what happened in the pit. You didn't get a chance to talk to Ryan on the track. You were pulled away. What do you want to tell him?
Probably best that I get down there anyway, isn't it?
Go on, cry home to your mama. She waiting for you.
Through the final two quarters, J.R. Hildebrand. There's more traffic. He's got to get around the left. Traffic. 100 gear.
You can always visit the gang at RadioSpeedTalk.com.
We're racing for the big money, and we're racing for points, and we're racing for the all-inclusive NHRA Full Throttle World Championship, which is just huge in itself.
Okay, I'm not sure what that first part meant, but that last bit was
pure evil.
I was driving around the racetrack, driving with my knee, looking out the window at the fans and waving at them. And when I turned to look back, I ran head-on in the wall and destroyed my car to start finish line. That was embarrassing.
Well,
I was born a racer, grew up around racing.
I am truly jealous.
And now here are the hosts of Speed Talk.
This romance just got interesting.
Incredible talent, incredible variety, like never seen on any other show before. You people are amazing.
Cliff Tanner and Pete LaFuchsia.
Thank you, Rod Tanner. Welcome, junkies, to another great edition, man. I'm telling you, if you hear a little bit of ambience in the background, Pete LaFuchsia and myself are down here at Eldora Speedway in Ohio, getting ready to watch the prelude for the dream. We got Tom Wolfe, our photographer, out getting some great photos. And I'm telling you, Pete, this is great. This is my first time down here, and it's exciting. But before we go into that, I always forget, check us out at RadioSpeedTalk.com. Also want to thank, also before we go on, WKKI 94 out of Saline, Ohio. That's where we're broadcasting from down here in this great, beautiful weather. It's not real hot.
Oh, my gosh.
Beautiful.
Can't have asked for better. I mean, last year I was here. Remember I told you how hot it was? It was kind of miserable. Mid-70s, a little bit of cloud. Great day for racing.
I'll tell you what, you can hear the engines going. It's kind of bizarre. We were just in the driver's meeting, and it was kind of weird because a lot of the cup drivers are out of Pocono practicing and testing today. And unfortunately, they're just not flying in, so a lot of representatives had to draw the qualifying order. So, man, I'll tell you what, Pete, it's just cool to watch this, man. It really is.
Yeah, and that doesn't negate that. We got some great interviews. We got to talk to Ron Capps, which you'll hear from him, Kenny Wallace, Kenny Schrader, Ray Evernham. But I have to admit, I did pull a Cliff Tanner talking to Coney Kanaan. I accidentally had the pause on, and I had probably one of my greatest interviews ever with Tony, and all I got was him thanking me for the interview.
Well, I guess that's better than nothing, they always say. At least you got yours. Mine didn't even come through with Larry McReynolds a couple years ago, and, well, we lost another one. But anyway, it doesn't matter. We had a good time talking to drivers. They're getting ready to do some hot laps here. And, it's still kind of early. The racing doesn't really start till about 8 o'clock or so. But I'll tell you what, people love this race because I'm telling you, this place is filled up big time.
Yeah, when we got here, it was amazing to see all the people that were camping and all the people that were sitting in stands at like 2 o'clock, and the racing doesn't start till what, like 7 or 8?
Yeah, it's about 8 o'clock. You know, the real racing starts about 8. We got qualifying and all kinds of stuff going after the hot laps. So we'll see what happens here. But again, you know, the dirt is just great track here. And, you know, your defending champion Clint Bowyer wasn't even here to draw his own numbers. So we talked to Kenny Wallace. We talked to Kenny Schrader. Again, Tony Kanaan, we've had a lot of great interviews out here. A beautiful dirt track, beautiful facility. When Tony Stewart bought this place, he made some renovations. And I'm telling you, man, it's just a great, great, great place to come out and watch a race. And we're going to talk a lot about this. And, you know, later on the show, you'll hear the interviews, of course. We got the predictions. Our last winner of the Michigan International Speedway Contest, again, on June 17, the Quicken Loans 400. So there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. Oh, man, there they go. They're getting out there on the hot lap speed. It's awesome.
Oh, we had to pause there for the hot lap.
Yeah, sorry about that, man. That's a great feeling out there. I'll tell you what, folks, you've never been to a dirt track before. You got to get out there. It's just so exciting. I and watching these guys out here, and obviously they have a couple other groups out here going to be racing in between for the all the pros out here. But we got a great list of people coming out. We'll talk a little bit more about that, but we got to, you know, talk a little bit about last week. Again, you know, we always talk about it. He's going to be here tonight. Wasn't here yet to pick his qualifications. Kurt Busch, once again, gets himself in trouble with the reporter, and boom, he's on probation. And, you know, the weird thing to me, Pete, and I got to tell you this, it sucks to me is the fact that he's on probation 2 days before everything in Michigan starts. So he's only missing a week. He's missing Pocono, but that's it. He doesn't even have, or didn't have this last race, didn't even have a sponsor on his car, and it was horrible. I mean, I'm really starting to believe that the movie Anger Management was made for Kurt Busch, and he really needs to do something to get that thing under control, because I'm telling you what, he's running out of options. He's already running for a guy that's second tier, third tier, and, you know, it was a handshake deal with the owner. And he turned around and took the owner off. I mean, how sad is that when you don't even have a contract and you take off your owner?
Exactly. I have to agree with you 100%. You know me. It's not that I dislike him, but the way he's treating the press. You and I are part of the press. Yes, we may come across as fans who basically have access to these people, and that's why we want it. We want people to think, hey, if they were out there, this is the stuff they would ask, this is the stuff they would do. But I don't want to be treated disrespectfully. I don't care even if it was offhand and off the cuff and all that, and I don't have it with me, but you would have to see the press release that True Speed sent out on his behalf. It was like two sentences long, and I think I forwarded it to you. Yeah. I said, yeah, don't tell me this wasn't written by some PR firm. And that's what it boiled down to. I mean, this is where I lost it. It's like, okay, you know what? You had one here. You had one. How many more straws on that camel's back do we have to be putting on there? Because it's already broken.
Well, first of all, he didn't get punished that bad to me, other than he got fired from Penske when he had his run-in with Dr. Jerry Punch. You know, and it just keeps getting worse and worse. I mean, I listened to his interview after the race at the Nationwide, and he hit Allgaier in the rear end. Allgaier brought it up to him, and he was giving him all kinds of crap. So then, you know, of course, they interview him afterwards, and he's talking, you know, I'm on probation. I got to watch what I'm doing. You know, I don't even know how to pick my nose right. You know what I mean? To me, at that point in time, Pete, you're making a mockery of NASCAR, period.
Yeah, exactly. The only thing that I would have to agree with, I would have to go with like Dave Despain and some of those other guys to go, hey, we want to see these guys in their true state. Let them be. Okay, if that's the way he is. But then also, why do we have to go interview him? I mean, it's the whole, why would he put himself into a glass house if he doesn't want to be in there? And folks, if you hear something in the background, it's the color guard actually practicing in the tent that we're recording in. So
yeah, that's pretty cool. But, you know, go back to that. I mean, he's a ticking time bomb. You know, he's ready to release. He's ready to go. I think it's time for the man to go. I mean, you know, barely a week probation or suspension, and he's still on probation? Come on. You know, one of these times, the dude's going to explode on somebody and hurt somebody out on the racetrack. And, you know, I've been watching tweets, and I think I mentioned this even the week before this happened. They're talking about listening to the radio with Kurt Busch and his radio crew, and talking about the fact that this, you know, they truly see why anger management was invented was for guys like this. And he hasn't changed none. He hasn't changed a damn bit, and I think it's time for the man to go.
I agree with you 100% on that. He needs to calm down. The best thing that I think has happened out of all this is a great guy, David Ruderman, gets to step in and drive in his seat. Now, Ruderman does have somewhat of a ride this year. He's driving the number 10 when Danica's not driving it. But I still think he's a good enough driver. He should be driving full-time the whole time. And I'm glad that at least he gets to set in. And wouldn't it be apropos that now that they're moving up, they're doing well at Phoenix Racing, he actually gets another win for them?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a bizarre situation, but you know, what do you do? It's just one of those kind of things, and you know, it's got to go. Anyway, folks, we need to take our first break. You're listening to
Speed Talk from our affiliate, WKKI K94 in Salina, Ohio.
Friends, a few times in our lives, we're called to boldly step forward and meet the opportunity before us. This summer is such a time at Michigan International Speedway when the warriors of NASCAR lock in an epic battle for racing supremacy. You're called to join them to witness the real-life racing glory as we bear witness to 43 warriors locked in a 200-mile-an-hour battle. Let us celebrate their competition and salute the triumphant victor. May your day at MIS be like no other. A day to live like kings. May you feel the thrill, the glory, and the exhilaration. Seats are available now for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Quicken Loans 400 on June 17th. Call 800-354-1010 or visit mispeedway.com. Michigan International Speedway. Here's to life. Here's to racing. Here's to MIS.
The Air National Guard is a reserve component of the United States Air Force and serves alongside active duty Air Force members in times of a national crisis. With over 95 different career opportunities to choose from and 100% paid college tuition to any state-funded college, why not give us a call? Call 1-800-841-3103 or visit online at goang.com to find out more. The Air National Guard, guarding America, defending freedom.
Welcome back to Speed Talk. Got Pete LaFuchsia, Cliff Tanner, and our photographer Tom Wolf out here at Eldora Speedway getting ready for the Prelude to a Dream. It's an annual race that they have down here every year that Tony Stewart has put together to feed the children. A pretty good
great charity.
They announced at a driver's meeting they had a big thing out here last week, and they actually took out of here 2 truckloads of food.
Wow.
That was donated. And it's just amazing. They had an auction. It's kind of cool. It's a slot machine, an old-style slot machine that the winner's going to get. They actually ended up making a duplicate of it, actually. But anyways, it auctioned off at $6,500. And I'm telling you what,
right,
man, America just makes me, you know, feel good when they step up and help, you know, charities like that. And it's cool. It's for the fans. And again, the sun's shining, partly cloudy, and this place is filling up fast. I knew it'd be packed with God dog, Pete. I'm telling you, man, it's just crazy.
Oh, it's great. I mean, I can't believe it. The race doesn't start for a couple more hours. And it's got this old school feel about it that I love about this. I mean, if we were covering NASCAR back in the late 50s, I think this is kind of what it would have been with the, minus the internet in the media center and the big fan.
Yeah, well,
in the tents.
That's kind of what it'd be like. You're pretty right there. But I got to tell you, you know, it's been a great event. We've got guys from the NHRA. We've got guys from the World Outlaw, obviously Camping World, Nationwide, Sprint, IRL. I mean, it's just been tremendous. I'll just kind of give you some names. Justin Allgaier, Eric Amarillo, Dave Blaney, Clint Boyer, Kurt Busch, Kyle Busch, Ron Capps, Austin Dillon. Oh, and by the way, Kurt can do this. This is not a sanctioned race by NASCAR. It's only anything that NASCAR does that he can't do, in case somebody's asking. Austin Dillon, Ty Dillon, Bill Elliott, Ray Evernham, David Gilliland, Jimmy Johnson, Casey Kane, Tony Kanaan, Steve Kinzer, 20 World of Outlaw Championships.
Wow.
20. Just amazing. Bobby Labonte, Jason Leffler, Ryan Newman, Danica Patrick, Cruz Pendergron, Danny Schatz, Also Ken Schrader, Tony Stewart, Kenny Wallace, and J.J. Yaley. Again, the defending champion is Clint Boyer. And like I said, you know, we mentioned earlier, we're just now seeing Jimmy Johnson just ran by. The guys are getting here from the airport that were trapped there. They're actually getting here just as they're getting ready to get on the hot laps. They're literally running down the pits to get to their cars.
Well, we got to the media center. We start hearing buzz like, is Tony going to be here? Are the drivers going to actually be here? Because we're hearing they're caught at an airport in Washington, D.C. because they had to do testing today at Pocono. So there's a lot of guys that we would have normally had access to. We would have had Ryan Newman. We could have had Clint Boyer and some of the others, but they were on a plane. I mean, we just saw, literally, while we're standing here, Jimmy Johnson running across to driver introductions because he just got off the helicopter, and they can only bring four guys at a time from the airport on helicopters. So they were flying into, I think it was Dayton International Airport to get up here. So
they've been flying choppers back and forth ever since we got here early this afternoon. But, you know, the one cool thing that I seen here is there was sadness on Sunday with Dick
Bergeron.
Retiring from Fox. And it's funny watching him out here today because he's out here helping out with
the pay-per-view.
That's what I started thinking. Thank you. It's kind of neat seeing him out here, and he just seems relaxed, and everybody loves the guy. And I tried to get a couple opportunities to talk to him, but everybody in the world wants to talk to that man. But a great announcer. Sad to see him go, but lovely to see him out here. And I can tell you, he can say retired all he wants, but I guarantee you he'll be doing something.
Oh, I know. And did you, just before the driver's meeting started, did you hear the story he was telling the one guy about, they go, so how was last weekend? He goes, best 3 days of my life till I got home. And my wife goes, think our wedding day would have been one of the best 3 days of your life. And then he comes back with, no, that was 462nd best.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you can
somebody
see
sleeping
it
on the couch.
But it was cool, man. I mean, talking to Kenny Wallace and Kenny Schrader and, you know, Ron Caspi was out busy working, and he got some pretty good interviews. I happened to be in with Kenny Wallace, but Pete, every time you went over, I tried to go get in the crowd. I wanted to get a little bit of audio from Danica because, you know, we were talking. Folks, I don't know if you realize this. Danica Patrick, this is her first time not only here
in these cars,
but ever in a dirt track period. She hasn't even tested, which is kind of amazing, but you know, we'll be seeing how she handles here. I'm going to be forward to look and see how good she handles. And hey, by the way, before I forget, we will have predictions a little bit later on in the show, including the prelude. Keep in mind, we're doing this prior to tomorrow night, or not tomorrow night, but later on in the week.
Sometime this week.
Yeah, we will put something on Speed Talk Drafting on the internet. So go to RadioSpeedTalk.com, and we'll kind of recap the race and talk about it. And talk about a lot of things. You know, the sad part is, it's too bad Kenny Barr couldn't be with us here today.
Oh, man,
but
he would have been in his haze.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of things going on. And, you know, again, I'm looking forward to this. And it looks like they just went down the track again, and they got the trucks running around. And we'll be seeing the NASCAR and the big boys coming out here. I shouldn't say just NASCAR. I should say big boys.
The top 26 that are here to entertain. I mean, did I not tell you this is a great thing? Folks, you've got to see the look on Cliff's face. We got here. It's kind of a ho-hum day. We get here, and I just see, it's like watching a kid on Christmas morning. He's walking around, and it's almost like overstimulation. He's like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, dude, I've had that experience a lot this year. This is third big one. I've been to Winchester, Indiana for the first time. I went to Toledo, Ohio, watched the ARCA race. And just so happened, and we didn't realize this, but and Pete unfortunately had to work doing something else. He wasn't there to make it. But they had, you know, 60 years. I mean, ARCA just turned 60 years old. And they had history from the last 60 years there. Saluted every one of them. I got to talk to a guy that was 88 years old, fought in World War II, and, you know, we're still waiting on him to get back with us to get an interview with him. But, you know, it's just a tremendous year, and this is what the grassroots of racing really is small tracks, whether it be dirt track or whether it be, you know, pavement. But we've talked to guys that are here that has been dirt tracking for a long time, Kenny Schrader, Kenny Wallace. I mean, those guys were raised out here. I mean, you're looking at Ken Schrader late in his 50s, and he's slipping around this track like he's a 12-year-old. Bill Elliott's out here tonight. You know, I mean, there's just...
And then you got the guys from the NHRA who we have Ron Capps, who does this one every year. But I actually happen to know from experience, because I was working for the BAS Racing Network as a pit reporter, Cruz Pendragon, when he's not doing drag racing, he actually owns his own late model dirt car, and he actually runs here at Eldora at the Appleseed race the night of the 500, and he does other tracks that he takes his dirt car out to. So there's a guy right there who loves dirt racing, along with this other discipline racing, which is the funny car in NHRA. So there's these guys all out here. I'd say a vast majority of them, even if they don't do it all the time, they love it. And then when we go to the interview part, I'll even tell you, we've got Tony Kanaan, who really has only done this 3 years. He'll tell you some of the great stuff about it. Well, I'll tell you what he told me, but I hit the pause button.
Well, here we go. Ryan Newman just went out on the track right behind Danica Patrick, so we'll let you know what Danica looks like, because we're actually in turn four.
Oh, yeah,
coming
hot laps
around,
are getting
so
ready to start
hot
again.
Hot laps are getting ready to pop out, so we'll see what's going on here. See how she handles coming around that corner. Yep. She didn't do too bad there, but they're not up to speed quite yet. There goes one of the Dillon boys. Couldn't tell which one that was, but Bass Tracker, you know it's a Dillon.
Yeah. Well, remember when we saw her driving around, she looks like a little old lady in that car. You know why she was driving around the inside of the track? I was told it's because she was being taught where the pedals and everything were. That's the first time she'd hopped in. So her first time in this car to race was driving around the inside of the pits.
Well, I got to tell you, the crowd just went nuts. Tony Stewart is now on the track.
Woo-hoo!
So the guy that started this whole thing is out here. And I'm kind of upset and kind of bummed out that we didn't get a chance to talk to him, but he just arrived with most of the other NASCAR boys. So.
Right, folks. Eric, I'm rolling, baby. He was another one that was stuck at the airport.
When we come back, we're going to have all the interviews we've had for the day, including...
We're going to do our winner we got to talk about our winner.
Right. Our last winner in the Michigan International Speedway.
Quicken Loans 400.
400, thank you. I'm trying to look it up here. Guy Thrasher out of Anderson, Indiana, listens to us on Marion 860, right?
Where?
860 on Marion, Indiana.
I think that's where it is, yeah.
So, I apologize, I don't have that number in front of me. So, if I'm wrong in the next segment, I'll apologize. We'll make it right. All right, folks, we need to take a break because it's getting a little loud here. You're listening to
Speed Talk from our affiliate, WKKI K94 in Salina, Ohio.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
The best hits, best hits, and the biggest variety.
Biggest variety.
I want it, I need it, and I'm gonna have it.
There's no other station like it on the planet. WROM, realmsofmusic.com, playing tomorrow's hottest artist today.
Welcome back, folks. As we told you, man, we're down here at the Eldora Speedway. We've got people, T-shirt, Cliff Tanner, and Tom Wolf out and about taking pictures. And by the way, we're going to have some of those pictures coming up on our website in a few days. And as we promised, we had some pretty good interviews. And, you know, Pete, I'm telling you, you got lucky, because every time I tried to get around somebody, I could not get to them because they were so packed in there. Even though all the cut boys, made it later, Pete, it's just crazy how it turned out. But you got most of the good interviews, although you and I got to do Kenny Wallace and Kenny Trader together, and we'll talk about that as we go along. But I don't know, Pete, well, it was crazy.
Well, I'm just a little disappointed that I didn't get Tony Kanaan. My best interview, I don't even have it on audio. Like I said earlier,
earlier in the show when we were outside, because, yeah, and if it sounds different, folks, we actually had to step back inside the studios because, you know, at some point we had to get in some quietness. And, yeah, but my best interview I didn't even get, but yeah, we got some great ones, and like you said, I got in there. You know what it is? Maybe it's my cuddliness. I'm nice to look at. I mean, heck, it's nice being the handsome one of the group. So,
well, you know, it's part of that. But you know, when I'm going for Danica Patrick, and we already know what kind of media frenzy that is, and you know, and I understand the way they do it, and you only get 50 minutes of interview time for everybody, and everybody gets 10 minutes. It's kind of difficult. And, you know, sometimes we like to get in there and even just get audio from what they're saying. But it was so packed around there, you couldn't. And, you know, even some of the TV guys were having a hard time hearing what she had to say during all that. But, you know, either way, it was pretty cool. But, you know, I guess, Pete, you know, I'll let you introduce the first one coming in, man.
Well, the first one, I mean, this one was like, he was like a puppy dog. He's just sitting there and nobody's talking to him. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is Ray Evernham, the architect for the great run that Jeff Gordon had in the 90s, and nobody's talking to him. But I got to walk up to him, and yeah, go ahead. Your thoughts?
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say that, and that's why. I mean, you know, he was a crew chief, and he's not known as a racer, and everybody went for the big guys. And, you know, it was quite an interesting experience, my first one there. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of the, you know, blast everybody with an interview type thing either. You know, we're used to being able to sit in the studios and just do it. But you did a great job. I love the way you got in there, and I was trying to even copy a little bit. But, you know, like I said, the way they sat them, and there was no particular order they sat them. But, you know, it was a cool experience to watch, and you did a great job. So let's go ahead and play.
And actually, you're going to hear what we said when Kenny Wallace, that explains what in depth what we were going through at this meeting. Media scrum. But here's Ray Evernham.
All right, I'm here with Ray Evernham. Ray, how do you think your chances are today in the race?
Depends on what chances you're talking about. You're talking about chance of winning, chance of finishing, chance of hitting the wall.
All of the above.
I don't really know that I have much of a chance of winning, but I have a chance of having the best spectator seat in the house to be involved to do this and be able to be on the racetrack with great drivers like this is amazing. So we hope to have, I think my best finish ever in the Prelude is 13th. Hopefully I can beat that, but it's... you know, there's probably a pretty good chance we're going to scuff the right rear at some point.
Well, you retired from full-time racing years back and all that. Do you miss it at all? Is that why you come back to do something like this?
I do this more for fun. I don't full-time race. We race part-time, fool around a little bit. You know, some of the injuries that I had when I was racing stopped me from doing it full-time, and quite honestly, it just was not to be as a driver. So now I can have some fun, and I know what to do within my limits, and when you get the opportunity to do something like this with these guys, it's certainly we love to come out and be part of it and watch how much money they raise every year for different charities.
Thank you.
See, I didn't know that he had injuries back when he was a racer. A lot of people don't know. He did try a career in racing for a short time there.
Yeah, you can see it, Pete. A lot of people don't realize it. If you watch him walk, he kind of walks with stooped over a little bit. He did have a back injury that almost paralyzed him when he had a wreck, and that's why he went and became a smart man. And look what he did for Jeff Gordon.
Oh, and you know what? A lot of people say that, if I had my choice, I'd be a driver. I don't want to be a crew chief. You know what? Sometimes the evil genius behind the curtain is really the more rewarding position.
Well, and it really is. I mean, take a look at Richard Childress. I mean, what did he start at? He started as a race car driver, realized that was not his calling, and what did he do? He signed the biggest name in racing next to Richard Petty, and look where he's at today. So,
exactly.
I mean, a great guy.
All right. Our next one we got in. Now, this one needs a little bit of a setup. This one was the first one that I got to go to. It's Ron Capps, an HRA funny car driver, and he had quite a bit of a crowd around him, unlike Ray, who was just sitting there. So I kind of went in the middle of that, and I was waiting for my point. I'm not going to be one of these guys that runs in and starts doing. I waited till the natural flow where it opened up. he was ending on the question. A lot of people don't know that he actually set the record at Englishtown in Funny Car, and they were asking him about his speed, and here's what he had to say, and then I parlayed it into our part of the interview. This is Ron Capps.
It's going to break the record by that much.
Right.
And plus it went 320, so I knew when I pulled the parachute to try to throw me out the front windshield, so I knew, okay, now we're on big speed, I know that, so we put those two together and figured it's pretty good.
Yeah. Use that momentum from this last weekend carried into here in the Prelude.
I was talking to Mike Skinner on a show the other day or yesterday, and I said one thing: this place. I mean, there's you need more than luck and momentum. I mean, you got to have a lot of stuff go right to be good here. But yeah, I hope so. I mean, I've been lucky enough to be invited every year and run it every year here, and I feel like I get better every year. But so does the competition, and it's probably the most stacked I've ever seen it here, and. But I feel like I've gotten better, so we'll see. Every year I say if top 10 would be good, and I always make fun of the NASCAR guys when I hear them say it on TV. Top 10, I mean, why would you say that? I mean, if you don't want to win, right? But now I know what they're talking about, because if you can come out of here with a top 10 or a top 5, it's pretty good.
Well, I remember last year you said that your ultimate goal was to actually just be crew, so you could say you're the best straight driver out here.
Yeah, and now I've got people tweeting me and stuff saying, you better beat Danica, and I'm like, oh, great. So, you know, it is what it is. Well, it's going to be, you never know what could happen. That's the one thing, is you don't know on dirt, because you don't have full control of these cars. I mean, you think you do, but you don't. And so anything could happen to the best guys out here, so...
Have you had any time in the car so far, practice laps?
Nothing. I haven't had zero. So I'm hoping I could bring some of that the luck we had last weekend with that record run and make it a little bit better.
Where's this on your racing schedule? This is a fun stop? I don't know how you feel about coming in here.
It's fun, yeah. Fun for sure. And, you know, every year you talk about the charity, all the stuff we do, but... You kind of forget about that when you get here, and all the other drivers, they get their helmets on, you fire the car up, and you're racing. And when the race is over, you remember, okay, now it was for charity.
And I think that's where I ended the interview with him right there. But, yeah, it was a great interview. Ron Capps, great guy. I'm glad. This is my favorite part about all this that I think is that Tony Stewart is really loyal to the guys who started out with him, because a lot of people don't know the whole deal that this was all, 8 or 9 years old, how long they've been doing this?
This was the eighth year,
and these people, he had a small core group of people that just kind of came out, and they only drove a couple late models, raised a little bit of money, and now it's become this big spectacle, and I can't wait to see the race tonight. I mean, just seeing them set up the pyrotechnics, you know there's going to be something special when that goes off.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a cool experience, and it's awesome to see these guys come out and for charity on top of it. And you know, the thing that kind of upset me, Pete, is you told me, and I heard from a lot of people, the rules is you're just supposed to talk about, you know, the event itself, and you know, because God knows we could have asked Ron Capps a lot, and we will have him on a future show. I can guarantee.
Oh yeah,
you
know we're probably going to get him in Norwalk or sometime in the future. Yeah.
Sure. Our next guy is one of our favorites, and Pete and I actually had an opportunity to go in and talk to him a little bit, and the next two guests is kind of funny because they kind of intertwine with each other, but you know, we'll start with Kenny Wallace. As always, it's a great interview.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Good to see y'all. Good to see you, man.
We're actually here with Kenny Wallace because everybody's down with Danica Patrick, so hey, we get Cliff and I both to talk to you. So how's things going for tonight with you?
Well, we're having a great time, and I think this Prelude to the Dream is a little different because, once again, we have a new class of drivers that have never been here before. You know, it's just incredible to see Donnie Schatz and Kinzer here, and of course, you know, I want to see how Danica handles these high horsepower cars. I just can't believe she hasn't tested anywhere. I mean, if it's true that she's never tested, I'm shocked because this is really a different animal.
Well, you talk about, you know, just a little bit ago, you give kudos to Kenny Schrader being one of the best dirt trackers in the world. I mean, you got a pretty good record yourself, and I've been watching a lot of your tweets this year so far. You've been doing quite a bit yourself.
Well, you know, in my own environment, you know, the dirt modifieds, you know, UMP, USMTF with Soda, those type of modifieds, that's the biggest car count of race cars in the whole United States. But, you know, these are super late models. These are real expensive cars, big motors. And, you know, although I've run these cars a lot, I've done all my winning in the mods. You know, they seem to fit my pocketbook a little bit better. So, so even when I come to Eldora and run these super late models, it's still a little new to me.
And you mentioned, you know, first timers and stuff out here. What does that do to your psyche when you're driving around this country?
I think, you know, we run hard, but we want to protect each other. You know, this is about, you know, it's athletes that want to be good at what they're doing, but in the meanwhile, we got to go, hey, look, if it don't turn out good, you know, can't cry over it because it's, you know, it's for feed the children. You know, it's quite a tough mixture. It's for charity, but yet we're still incredibly competitive, you know. Somewhere in between, you got to go, hey, if it don't turn out, you got to, walk away. But all in all, I come here to win, and I put a lot of effort into this. You know, we got, you know, the first ever Toyota motor in Chubb Frank's car, and of course, I'll be driving Chubb's car, and everybody's put a lot of effort into this race. I mean, a ton of effort.
Now, you said that this is the first ever Toyota. Is that in his car or first ever Toyota motor running out here at the Prelude?
As far as I know, and I need somebody to straighten me out, this is the first ever Toyota super late model motor in full-blown competition. We're at a little bit of a disadvantage because we have a steel block. All the super late models like Blomqvist and Moyer and Chubb Frank, they all run aluminum motors. So my motor's about 75 pounds heavier, but I think it'll be okay on a track like this. So as far as we know, you know, my modified will turn into a full-blown Toyota in about 2 weeks. We've been working really hard on the motors to get the cubic inch where it needed to be, order cranks, because, you know, the motor's basically designed for the Sprint Cup Series, the Nationwide Series, the trucks, and so hopefully, you know, everything goes good for us tonight. We weren't able to test it. Chubb Frank was going to run it last week and got a lot of rain, and he wasn't able to get it out on the track.
Who's going to be your biggest competition?
Oh, God. I mean, right away, you just think of the Dillon boys with full-blown help from Dale McDowell, their own equipment. Clint Bowyer, you know, Jimmy Johnson, you know, is a great driver. You know, it's like I told Tony Stewart and Kenny Schrader, you know, Denny Hamlin came here a couple of years ago, and he was up to speed right away. And I said, that reminds you just how good the Cup drivers are. You know, just because they can drive Cup doesn't mean they can't drive dirt. You know, these guys are winning Cup races and, you know, winning IndyCar races because they got talent. They're very adaptable type drivers. So anybody can win tonight, but I definitely expect Bowyer or Childress's guys to win if me and Trader don't.
Thanks, Kenny.
Thank you, guys.
How do you feel this morning?
Well, again, that was Kenny Wallace, man, and I'll tell you what, the guy's a world of information, and he's just one of those guys, Pete, you could just interview for hours.
Yeah, and believe me, don't think I'm not trying to get him again when we go to MIS, because, you know what, I love spending time with him. It just great interviews. You got to interview him the first time, and last year it was me and Tom Wolfe that did it. It just had so much fun. I mean, and right there at the beginning, I mean, look, I'll replay that again. It's look at how he started it.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. He remembers us. although some people may say, yeah, he could say guys to anybody. No, he had that genuine look in his face like he knew who we were. So.
Yeah, and he's just that type of guy. And I, you know, it's funny you mentioned Tom, because I told Wolf yesterday, I said, you know, I would love to talk to him and see if we could do a documentary on his life. Because, I mean, because if you look at the Wallace family, period, but then him on top of that, and you just learn the history of dirt, because I'm telling you, he could tell us a lot of stuff. But with that, we got to go into Kenny Schrader, and this is what he had to say, as he had a little bit of rebuttal to what Mr. Wallace had to say.
All right, we're here with Kenny Schrader. Actually, you're dubbed by your friend Kenny Wallace as the best guy out here never to have won this race. How do you feel about that?
Well, we don't want to be the best guy to never win it, so we'll see what happens tonight. But we've had a lot of fun at this race, so we'll just got another shot at tonight and see what happens.
Is this a car that you drive quite often, or is this one that you're hopping into for the first time?
It's the first time I ever drove it. Haven't just went over and sat in it the other minute ago and see what happens here in a little bit.
Well, now, wait a minute, because I messed that up. Kenny said you were the greatest dirt track racer in America.
Yeah, well, he doesn't know much about dirt racing yet. He knows more than he used to, but he hasn't got it all figured out. And he hasn't run enough places to know how good some of them guys are.
Talk a little bit about being here at the Prelude. What's it mean to you?
lot of fun. What Tony was able to do here, put this group of guys together, and the fact that they had no problem coming out and doing it, and making themselves look goofy at times, and raise a lot of money for a lot of good causes. I mean, it's just been enjoyable.
What's the secret to winning here?
I don't know. I ain't won a damn thing.
Oh, come on. You got to have a little bit of...
No, we've won races here. We've won half a dozen races here. Silver Crown car and modified and different stuff, but we haven't won this thing, so it's no different than any place else. You just got to get there before they do.
Talk about a lot of guys, when you're getting up there and talk about retiring, you keep going. I mean, you got to love the dirt track.
Oh, yeah, I got to love dirt track for sure. We're running 12 cup races this year. We're going to run Michigan next week. So we're still keeping busy. We'll just wait and see what happens, but I'm not going to quit racing. We're obviously going to quit cup racing someday, but I'm going to keep running my dirt car.
Who's your biggest competition?
All of them. Don't worry. Worried about all of them.
Thanks, Kenny.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you.
Well, there you go, man. He was starting to get swamped, and they were getting ready to get him out of there. So, man, a few words, but says a lot.
Oh yeah, and he's a great driver. I love watching him. He was one of my favorites. I actually liked back when Speed used to have that show where they had the round table where it was Michael Waltrip, Kenny Schrader, and Johnny Benson, and it was hosted by, I can't think of what's his name, Alan Bestwick. Do you remember
right.
that one?
Yeah.
That was a great show, just them sitting there, because you knew they none of them were going to place well, but they sat there and they told you about the race from their point of view there on the track.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it was great. I wish we could have got more, but we got some pretty decent interviews there, and obviously the one is not meant to be, I guess, but Tony Kanaan said a couple of cool things, and
and I didn't get them. Now, folks, now to reiterate, I will have to paraphrase. Like I said earlier in the show, I said, this is what he said. The best thing, I go, what is the biggest difference driving here other than the fact that it's on dirt? He goes, figuring out how that turning right makes you go left.
Yeah, that's a... again, and him coming in, and he made a comment about it. Don't get it in America. I'm a Brazilian, but
that's another one. Yeah, we had some great stuff, but again, it's lost to the air. I mean, I'd like to find out that popped up somewhere, because when he said that comment, a couple other people laughed. So somebody's got somewhere. If you do, you can email me, Pete at RadioSpeedTalk.com. But with that said, we've got a break.
Yeah, you're listening to
Speed Talk Live. Speed Talk from our affiliate WKKI K94 in Salina, Ohio.
Owning a pet can be so rewarding, but challenging at times. Do you have to work and can't make it to the vet? Are you away from home for long periods at a time? Is there a new pet at home that needs attention? Are you out of pet food and can't get to the store? Does your yard need cleared of pet waste? Do you have a unique pet that needs special care? Are you going away and you don't want to send your pet to the unfamiliar surroundings of a kennel? If so, Terry's Indie Pet Service can help in all these situations. In addition, full-service grooming will be offered later this year. When you hire Tips, you can leave home and know that your pet is exercised, fed, watered, and given medication, all in the comfort of their own environment. There is no longer a need for your healthy animal to stay in an uncomfortable kennel. Tips can solve the challenges of pet ownership. If you want the most personalized care for your pet, then hire Terry's Indie Pet Service. Visit her on the web at hiretips.com. That's HIRETips.com. Or call her at 317-410-3377. Tips, your pets can play while you're away.
The best hits, best hits, and the biggest variety.
Biggest variety.
I want it, I need it, and I'm gonna have it.
There's no other station like it on the planet. WROM, realmsofmusic.com, playing tomorrow's hottest artist today.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email.
Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Welcome back to the studios of WKKI down here at Eldora Speedway with Pete LaFuchsia, Cliff Tanner. We now had to call our good buddy, Kenny Barr, because it's that time. And hey, before I say that, though, be checking in the next few days because we're going to have a recap show on Speed Talk Drafting about how things went down here at the Prelude. But we are getting ready to do our predictions. And wow, what a week it turned out to be. Kenny actually doubled everybody, almost doubled me. And he ended up with an average finish of 5.4. I had 10.6 and Pete 12.2. And
Does that mean Pete finished last? Is that what I hear?
Yes, Pete finished last.
But, you know, the sad part about this, Kenny, is you beat me that bad. And we picked the same drivers, and what killed me was Kyle Busch finished the 29th over there in Dover when he blew his engine, which I think I'm going to blog about that, but I was surprised at how many blown engines of different camps there was in that race. But either way, Kenny right now still holding steady at 7.46 for the season. I'm at 7.89. And Pete at 8.93. So we're going to make these predictions.
Fall backwards.
Yeah.
I've been making a steady gain for 5 weeks, and now I fall backwards. Out. And Kenny, well, if you're going to make fun of me, you better be nice, because I'm at the studios of KKI while Cliff is still back at the track, so we could connect you so we can make this all work, okay?
Well, I appreciate that. But, you know, I'm sitting in my driveway, and it's a pretty nice night here, too.
So, in other words, we're all three in three different counties at the same time.
Well, that's why we pay you the big bucks, Pete, because you know how to do all that cool producing stuff.
Yeah, and Cliff is back at the I want to get back there. Let's hurry up and finish this so I can get back and watch the race.
Here we go. For the Pocono Sprint Cup, Pete.
Pete is picking Logano, the guy who should have won it last fall.
Yeah, but he can't win nothing but nationwide. I'm going to go Tony Stewart because I'm telling you, he's breaking out. And Kenny.
You guys are forgetting who dominates that place. It's Denny Hamlin.
Oh.
Denny Hamlin.
All right. Camping World Truck Series down in Texas. Pete.
Nelson Piquet.
I'm going Peters, man. He's been doing me good all year.
The Truck Series. Who'd I pick?
Stenhouse.
Actually, you need to change that because Stenhouse is nationwide, not Camping World.
Okay, please. I'm allowing you to change it. Tell me, and I will change it on the official sheet.
Well, you bummed. That email you sent me was said nationwide.
Did it? Okay, yeah. My bad. I'm sorry.
Okay, now, I'll take the Dillon kid.
The what? Dillon?
Ty Dillon.
Yeah, that's the one.
All right.
And then IRL at Texas.
Oh, I got you guys covered here.
Oh, I'm going with Andretti.
Frank Keeney's going to get another big track.
Oh, no. It's time for Hinchcliffe to come through, guys. The GoDaddy car with the fake Danica hairdo. The guy's got a great personality. He's a hell of a racer. He's going to come through.
And the F1 finally comes to North America. I'm going to go with Button. And, of course, I should just say you guys are going to go with the same guy.
Let me think.
Cliff's got to give his first, or you.
Well, it takes me a while to pick on F1, though.
Yeah.
Guys, even though
I said like 2 weeks ago that they've actually had a different winner every week this year so far.
Yeah, but guys are coming up, so that's what I'm picking.
Who'd you pick, Cliff?
I pick Vettel, of course, Sebastian.
That's right. I do, too. I pick Vettel.
All right, we gotta hurry up, guys. But
now
the big one that we're here for. Okay, I'm going to go with the gentleman who has a really great record in the last 3 years. Last year he finished second. I'm going to go with our friend, J.J. Ely.
I'm sorry, Casey Kane's going to pick that one up.
Sorry, guys. Kenny Wallace has been racing on dirt since he hasn't been on the Nationwide show when he lost his ride to Money. and he's been practicing. He's sharp. His equipment's ready to go. Kenny Wallace is going to kick everybody's butt down in Eldora.
Wow, and Kenny, and you didn't even hear our interview with Kenny Wallace. You've got to, when we get back, I'm going to have to give you the audio. I think you may know something, so.
I know a lot. I just don't tell nobody that.
Oh, man.
All right.
You know what happens when we come back, Cliff? We finally give away those passes for the infield at MIS.
Yes, we do. Hey, Kenny, thanks for joining us, man, and doing that again. But I'm going to get you this week. I just got a feeling.
Well, good luck. I hope you do, but I don't think you will.
Hurry up. I want to get back to the track, Cliff. I want
to
go back
to
the track. Speed Talk from our affiliate, WKKI, K94 in Salina, Ohio.
The coolest cars and the best drivers are together once again this summer at the greatest road course in the United States. The American Le Mans Series and IZOD IndyCar Series are at Mid-Ohio, August 3rd through the 5th, for the Mid-Ohio Sports Car Challenge and the Honda Indy 200 at Mid-Ohio. Weekend tickets start at $70. We'll see you at the track.
Hi, this is Graham Rahal. Come see me at my home track this August. Get your tickets at MidOhio.com or 1-800-MID-OHIO.
Get fresher spices and better prices at AmericanSpice.com, the world's largest online spice retailer. With a huge selection of spices and blends just a mouse click away, you're sure to find exactly what you're looking for. AmericanSpice.com has everything from gluten-free and vegetarian products to hard-to-find hot sauces and charcoal seasoning. Visit AmericanSpice.com and discover prices lower than national grocery chains and unique gift sets for any occasion. AmericanSpice.com. Fresher spices, better prices.
Today we want to find out how big a good marriage is.
You mean how many people it affects?
Yes.
Let's go find out.
How big is it? Yes. I can't measure it.
Big. It's worldwide.
I would say as big as the universe, and that universe is infinite.
So your marriage affects more than just the two of you.
How many people are we talking about?
I believe a thousand.
Thousands.
Yeah.
If you bring joy to your marriage, people are kind of like, I want that too.
You're drawn to that because you see those nice people being together, being happy, and you want to enjoy that too.
If you were going to take all these people that your marriage has influenced, what kind of building would you need a house of all?
It's going to be quite a big building.
Stadium.
We're not the stadium level. A gymnasium.
Oh, that would have to be a cathedral.
So a good marriage really is good for more than two.
Yeah, a good marriage goes a long way.
Want to improve your marriage? For ideas, go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Church.
Welcome back to Speed Talk again, man. Our last segment here from Eldora. Or actually, Pete's at the studios. I'm still at Eldora.
Yeah, I'm going to come back and watch the race.
Yeah. Real quickly, don't forget, be listening, because we're going to have a Speed Talk drafting coming up in the next few days, and we're going to recap the prelude and all the happenings going on. Hope you enjoyed the show down here. But Pete, it's time. Next week's Michigan. We'll be talking to Roger next week and some other things. But our grand prize winner for the two passes down to the pre-race ceremonies. Go ahead, man.
Our winner is Mr. Danny Hurd of North Webster, Indiana, who listens to us on speedtalk.com, radiospeedtalk.com. So congratulations to Danny. He was our winner. Stay tuned to Radio Speed Talk. We're going to have more contests. All right, we got 2 minutes, or a minute 59 left, Cliff. What's your thoughts so far? The race is going to start in about, what, another hour and 45 minutes?
Yeah, right around in there.
So what are your thoughts on this? I mean, I got to come down last year. I came back giddy like a little girl. I told you guys, you got to go.
Well, I got to tell you, man, the only thing that bothers me is there's too much pomp and circumstance. Let's go racing, boys. I am so juiced watching, the qualifying and a couple of the heat races around here, and watching even some of the local boys go at it. I can't wait for this thing to get binging on, man, and I am so excited to talk about it afterwards. And it's a great thing, and this is probably going to be a yearly trip for me from this point on.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a great trip for all of us. Well, that's our Speed Talk for this week. We are live from our affiliate, recording live from our affiliate, WKKI in Salina, Ohio. I want to thank Terry Stewart, the program director here, for allowing us to do that. Also, I want to thank our guests, Ray Evernham, Kenny Wallace, Kenny Schrader, and Ron Capps. Special thanks to our staff photographer, Tom Wolf, graphic designer Josh Brewer, the voice of Speed Talk, Mr. Rod Tanner, our sales manager Tim Vaughn, and associate producer and 1 Minute the Mechanic. And you know, we couldn't leave him off a show. Mr. Kenny Barr, we had to put him on. You can always check us out on the internet at radiospeedtalk.com, Twitter at SpeedTalk2 or KennyBarr52. Did I get that right, Cliff?
You got it.
Okay, become a friend of us on Facebook at facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk. We're also on iTunes. Speed Talk is a production of Laughing Cliff Media. Copyright June 2012. All rights reserved. For my co-host, partner in crime, Cliff Tanner. I got to read this out of order. Remember, if it's got an engine that goes fast, you'll hear about it on
Speed Talk, baby.
We're out of here.
Join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.